either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
It's beyond the description of anyone. The ravages and the movement of space and time does not affect you, O my Allah. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, O my Allah, who knows the weight of the mountains, who knows the measure of the seas, whose knowledge is so complete that nothing is concealed from him. On a given piece of land, rainwater is coming down. Ya'lamu adada qatri al-amtar. How many rain droplets are falling? The volume of each rain droplet, the speed of each rain droplet, where it will fall. All this is in the knowledge of Allah. From the beginning of time till now, how many rain droplets have fallen? From now till Qiyamah, how many rain droplets will fall? All this in the knowledge of Allah. Each droplet of water, which one will go to the root of which plant, which one will go into which stream, which one will go into the mouth of which person, which droplet of water will be evaporated and go back into the heavens, all this in the knowledge of Allah. Was-sahabil musakhkhar, the clouds belong to Allah. It is said one rain cloud called cumulonimbus contains 300 million tons of water. 300 million tons of water, more than the entire Niagara Fall, flowing over our head without any pillars or supports, and still we have failed to recognize our Allah. Every second from this earth, 16 million tons of water evaporate into the atmosphere, exactly that measure. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The khazana and treasure of everything is by Allah. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is coming from the treasures of Allah on the exact proportion by which Allah wants it to come. 16 million tons of water evaporate every second. 16 million tons Allah sends from the heavens back to the earth. His knowledge is complete. Nothing is hidden. Look at the dastarkhan of Allah on one day. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. The measure and the proportion of everything, the qadr and the destination of everything, the distribution of everything, Allah has already ordained. Not now, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. In this one day, in this one day, in this one town of Brit, how many cows are slaughtered? How many sheep are slaughtered? How many hen are slaughtered? How many farmers cultivate their vegetation? How much of wheat is cultivated? How much of barley is cultivated? How much of salt is brought into this town? How much of sugar is brought into this town? How many fruits are brought into this town? This is just one town in one day. The dastarkhan of Allah. Allah is seeing to the needs of His entire creation to such an extent, with such perfection, that no atom in this universe exists or moves without His permission. On a particular bunch of grapes, Allah, before the creation of the heavens and the earth, has already ordained in whose mouth this particular grape has to end up. The farmer breaks the grapes, it's put onto the truck, brought to the main distribution warehouse, from there distributed to all the various supermarkets. On that particular grape, Allah has written the name of Abdullah. The angel of Allah is deputed. This grape has to go into the mouth of Abdullah, who lives in certain town, certain address. That grape comes into Pick and Pay or hypermarket or Checkers or whatever it may be. It's lying there in the fruit and vegetable section. Abdullah has a flu. He's lying sleeping at home. Muhammad and Yunus come. Fatima and Zubaydah comes. Each one goes towards the same tree. Their hand goes towards the same bunch of grapes in which the grape for Abdullah is. The angel of Allah moves their hand. This is not for you. They pick up another bunch. Finally, in the afternoon, Abdullah starts thinking about grapes. He gets up. His flu is a little bit less. He's got sufficient strength. Now he goes to pick and pay. He goes to the vegetation section. His hand goes towards another bunch of grapes. The angel of Allah moves his hands. This is the one for you. He takes that bunch of grapes. In that bunch, only one grape was destined for him. The rest of it is destined for somebody from Durban, for somebody from Joburg, for somebody from Cape Town, for somebody from Bangladesh. Ishtima is taking place in Brits. That banda for whom that particular grape was destined, Allah gave him the tawfiq, brought him out in the path of Allah. He came to the town of Brits. Abdullah goes, meets that jamaat, says, "You must come home and have meals with me." After the meals, the plate containing the bunch of grapes is brought. Each grape, the angel of Allah is decreed. This one in the mouth of Abdullah. This one in the mouth of Imran from Bangladesh. This one in the mouth of Yusuf from Durban. This one in the mouth of Hussein from Johannesburg. Each grape goes to its eventual destination. The peel of the grape, Allah has written, this is for that insect. This is for that ant. The seed of the grape, this one has to go into the rubbish heap. This seed has to become fertilizer and used in the field of certain farmer. This seed has to end up in the river. Once that seed and that grape and that peel and its flesh reaches its final destination, then the angel goes back to the arsh of Allah and says, "My Allah, I have carried out my task." That is the one bunch of grapes like this. Every grape, every cow, every sheep, every animal, every bird, Allah, before the creation of the heavens and earth, has already decided the distribution of everything. That one cow is slaughtered. The one cow is slaughtered. Its skin is exported. It becomes the handbag of some woman in China. It becomes the shoe of some woman in Paris. That shoe which we wore 10 years ago, we also don't know where its skin came from, which cow it came from. We don't know what happened to that shoe. The flesh of that cow, Allah has decided, it has to become the food of 500 people. It becomes part of the eye of someone, the hand of someone, the skin of someone, the stomach of someone, the intestine of someone, the liver of someone, the leg of someone. That day is coming till eventually that cow is distributed. Then someone, fearing the crime situation in South Africa, he migrates, goes away to England. Someone else goes away to America. Someone else goes away to Malaysia. He dies there. In his stomach is a portion of that cow which was slaughtered in Brits. He dies there. He is buried there. His stomach is eaten by an insect. Then that insect eats that insect. And another insect eats that insect. Till this one cow, slaughtered on a certain day, at a certain time, its tiny, tiny particles have been scattered throughout the entire world, throughout the entire universe. That day is coming, kama badana, awwala khalqin nu'idu, kama badana, awwala khalqin nu'idu. Allah says, by the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, on one amrikun of Allah, on one order of Allah, which is faster than the blinking of an eyelid, Allah will say, kum, that cow, its millions and billions of tiny ajza and particles that have been scattered throughout the entire universe, without error, not a part of another cow, not that it had one brown hair and a black hair, came the same cow with its same particles, in a mini multi-second will be made and resurrected in front of Allah. عدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار. Allah's قدرت, Allah's knowledge, Allah's كبرياء, Allah's power is محيط. It encompasses everything in the heavens and the earth. Nothing is concealed from Allah. The number of tree leaves on a tree is in the knowledge of Allah. How many are green? How many are withered? How many will fall off? How many will become fruit? The number of rain droplets in the knowledge of Allah, the number of grain of sand on the surface of this earth, in the knowledge of Allah. He knows the measures of the land in meters, in micrometers, in nanometers. He knows the weight of the mountains in whatever measure you want to use. He knows the measures of the sea, in the heavens, in the earth. Nothing and no one at any time is concealed from Allah. This consciousness, this yaqeen, this conviction of Allah has to enter into the depths of insan, has to enter into the heart of insan, understand the greatness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah. Allah addresses insan, hal ata ala al-insan, heenum min ad-dahr, lam yakun shay'an madhkura. O insan, why don't you ponder about yourself? Wa fi anfusikum, afala tubsirun. Look within yourself. Wasn't there a portion of period of time which passed upon you? Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Your zikr wasn't made. No one spoke about you. You didn't even exist. Inna khalaqna al-insan. We created you. For each human being, what is the nizam? What is the system? How many checks and balances? How many countless balances have to be in existence in perfect proportion to bring one human being into existence? That seed goes into the ground. Inna Allah faliqul habbi wal nawa. Allah splits it. The sprout comes forth. It becomes a branch, it becomes a fruit, it becomes ghiza and sustenance for insan. Insan eats it. The digestive system is put into place to convert that into blood. The blood is converted into a drop of sperm. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينَ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay he was made into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood he was made into a lump of flesh. From a lump of flesh, stage upon stage of creation, what at one time was one sperm, one cell. Cell is so tiny, it cannot be seen with the naked eye. You need a microscope. 1 millionth the size of the cell is the DNA of that cell. 1 millionth the size of something which cannot be seen with the naked eye. How tiny that must be. That DNA is made up of 3.5 billion characteristics, what they call nucleotides. The genetic code or pattern of insan is contained in that DNA. It is said so much information in that tiny space Allah has contained that if you had to write it out, you will need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long. That drop of blood is converted into a drop of sperm. The man and woman meet. That sperm is conveyed into that woman through this meeting. That sperm swims towards the egg. The egg is fertilized. Statistics of 1990 show 300,000 children are born every day. 300,000 children are born every day. Child is normally carried for 9 months. 9 months times 30 days times 300,000 will give you an idea as to how many different wombs at one time children are being developed by Allah. And nothing is happening by chance. Nothing is happening by chance. That is just insan. What about the she horses and the she camels and the she donkeys and the she lions and the she tigers? So many animals Allah has created. Then the fish and the creations in the oceans that outnumber the ocean, the creations of the land. In so many females at one time, children are being formed. Then the eggs. In those eggs, thousands and millions and billions at one time, children are being formed. Somewhere an eye is being formed, somewhere an ear is being formed, somewhere a heart is being formed, somewhere a liver is being formed, somewhere a lung is being formed, somewhere eyes are being formed, somewhere feet are being formed. Allah is exhibiting His takhliq, that I am Khaliq, I am the creator, I am the fashioner. Nothing in this entire universe is happening without His will, without His qudrat, without His power. All this is happening through the power of Allah, through the design of Allah, through the system of Allah, whose relationship is so close with His entire creation, that at one time all this is happening. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah doesn't forget about anything. لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. Allah doesn't err. Allah doesn't make mistakes. لَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. The looking after of all this does not tire Allah. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Allah doesn't sleep. Allah doesn't doze off. Allah is Samad. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Allah is unique. Allahu Samad. Allah is independently exhibiting His Qudrat over the entire creation at one time with no helper. Allahu Samad. La yasta'inu bi shay. He doesn't take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. He's not in need of anything. La yaghlibuhu shay. Nothing overpowers Allah. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. La yakhfa alayhi shay. Nothing is concealed from Allah. Khalaqa kulla shay. He has created everything. Fatiru kulli shay. From non-existence He has brought into existence everything. Khabirun bi kulli shay. Latif بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَادِرٌ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Everything under His control, aware of everything, subject to His decree, so close to His creation. يَرَى دَبِيبَ النَّمْلَةِ السَّوْدَى عَلَى الصَّخْرَةِ السَّمَّى فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الظَّلْمَةِ. To such an extent, it comes in riwayat, a black night, black rock, black silt on that rock, darkness upon darkness upon darkness, darkness of the rock, darkness of the silt, darkness of the night, darkness of the shadow of the rocks of the mountain upon another rock. And on that dark black silt there is one tiny black ant that is walking. Yara dabiban. This word dabib. When an ant walks, it leaves an invisible footprint behind. Allah says, I see that also. And then that ant lays 30,000 eggs. The ant is so small. How small must be the eggs of that ant? Laid in the black crevice of the black rock of the black night. Allah has created each of those eggs. Allah knows which one is going to become a soldier ant, which one will become a worker ant, which one will become the protector of the queen. All this at one time, Allah is exhibiting His takhliq. Allah is khaliq. Come back to insan. Somewhere an eye is being formed. Somewhere an ear is being formed. Somewhere hands are being formed. Somewhere feet are being formed. From one cell. From one cell. To such perfection. To such perfection. لا تحسبن الله غافلا. Allah doesn't become negligent of anything. To an iota of a second, it is said, in the development of that fetus, in the development of that fetus, if an error has to occur to the extent of 1 centimeter is divided into 10 million parts, to that extent, if an error has to occur, then the eyeballs will end up underneath the feet, and the toes will end up in the forehead. Yet this doesn't happen. Allah is exhibiting His takhliq in 3 layers of darkness. This insan is being formed. Ahsan taqweem. The paragon of Allah's creation, the height of Allah's creation, the most superior of Allah's creation, in 3 layers of darkness. With this ihtiyat and this precaution, that the color of no 2 eyes are the same. No 2 appearances are exactly the same. No 2 accents are exactly the same. No 2 voices are exactly the same. No 2 fingerprints are exactly the same. Even that fingerprint, it is said that on each fingerprint, there are 100 ridges, 100 lines. To find 2 human beings where 2 out of the 100 are same, you have to examine 16 people. To find 2 human beings where 3 of the 100 are same, you have to examine 64 people. To find 2 human beings where all 100 are the same, you have to examine every human being that will live on the surface of this earth for the next 4 billion years. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you have to enumerate, if you have to ponder, if you have to reflect over the ni'mat of Allah, over the bounties of Allah, one ni'mat can never be encompassed. It is only the foolishness of this insan. It is only his gross ignorance that will ever cause him to reach a conclusion that I was evolved from a monkey. My existence is by by chance. Such stupidity. If a person has to understand the extent to which Allah is exhibiting His qudrat in this insan, one can realize it is only arrogance, it is only foolishness that will make one ever reach such a conclusion. This heart is pumping. Heart is pumping 100,000 strokes every day, pumping blood through the circulatory system of this insan in three layers of darkness. Allah is fashioning this insan. Millions and millions of mothers in their wombs, children are being formed. The spine is being placed. Each disc is being placed. The circulatory system is being wound round. How long circulatory system? This heart is pumping blood to a distance of 60,000 miles. 90,000 kilometers long is the circulatory system of each human being. Of darkness, the fingertip. Look at the fingertip and you will see the nur of Allah. This entire creation, everything is inviting towards the nur of Allah, towards the qudrat of Allah, towards the power of Allah, towards the kibriyai of Allah. Recognize your Allah. This insan every day is breathing in 2 million liters of air. The lungs of this insan, it is said if it is opened up, it will fill a tennis court. In three layers of darkness, the circulatory system of this insan, it is said one square inch of the hand or the fingertip of this insan contains 9 feet of blood vessels, 9,000 nerve endings, 36 heat sensors, 70 pressure sensors, 6,000 pain sensors in 1 square inch of the hand of each human being. And when this insan touches something, the message of that travels to his brain at the speed of 124 miles per hour. Place a blindfold over him. With his fingertips will start talking to him. I have touched glass. I have touched plastic. I have touched leather. I have touched rubber. I have touched metal. I have touched wood. I have touched coal. I have touched hot. The fingertip is talking to him. He places his hand on his mother, different feeling. On his father, different feeling. On his brother, different feeling. On his sister, different feeling. On his wife, different feeling. On his friend, different feeling. On his enemy, different feeling. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Ponder, reflect, understand who is your Allah. What defiance of this insan allows him to live on the surface of this earth and fail to be aware of his Allah. What jahalat of this insan makes him oblivious of his Allah. Everything around us, from the fingernail of this insan to his fingertip, to every strand of hair on his head, to every cell in this world, is inviting him, recognize Allah. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Everything around us is filled with the nur of Allah. That nightingale, in its voice you can see the nur of Allah. In the soaring falcon and in the soaring eagle, you can see the nur of Allah. In the snow-capped mountain peak, in the lush landscape, in that beautiful stream which is flowing down the mountain, in its beautiful music, it is shouting Allah, Allah, Allah. The waterfall crashing down on the earth in its thunderous sound is shouting Allah, Allah, Allah. Recognize Allah, recognize Allah, appreciate your Allah, see the qudrat of your Allah. Everything around us. He who saw the rain, heard the rain droplets, saw the lightning, heard the thunder, saw the soaring eagle, saw the snow-capped mountains, saw the beautiful streams rushing down the mountains, saw the redness of the rose, heard the beautiful voice of the nightingale and failed to see the Qudrat of Allah, failed to see the Noor of Allah, failed to hear the pitter patter in the rain droplet, each one shouting Allah, 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 more jahil, more ignorant than him, there is no one. This is a deception. That lack of university degrees, or lack of PhDs, or lack of worldly education is jahalat. Wallah, Allah's qasam, the most jahil nation on the surface of this earth is that nation which is the most jahil of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jahalat is jahalat of qabr. Jahalat is jahalat of jannat. Jahalat is jahalat of jahannam. Innakum ala bayyinatin min rabbikum ma lam tadhhar fikum sakratan, sakratul jahl wa sakratu hubbil aish. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my ummat will be on a bayyina, on a clear proof. The hidden system of Allah will be subject to the decree of my ummat. The earth will be in its service, the wind will be in its service, the sky will be in its service, the malaika of Allah will be in its service, the fish will be in its service, the animals will be in the service of this ummat, as long as two intoxications do not overtake my ummat. The first intoxication, sakratul jahal, the intoxication of jahalat. Not lack of university degrees, and not lack of physics or science or technology, but jahalat of Allah. He who heard the azan, he who heard the azan and failed to leave that shop and go to the masjid and let the caller of Allah, let that call fall on deaf ears. Wallah, more jahil than him, there is no one. That is jahalat. Jahalat is not to know the sweetness of crying before Allah. Jahalat is to put the head in sajda. Jahalat is to put the head in sajda and this heart to beat with the love of the wife and the children and the shop, and this heart to be empty of Allah. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Man qala inni uhibbu Allah fa huwa kadhib. لو كان أحب الله لعمل بعمل يحبه الله. That the one who says that I love Allah, he's a liar. Because if he loved Allah, he would have done those things which would have pleased his Allah. The one who says that I love Jannat, he's a liar. Because if he loved Jannat, he would have done the amal of the people of Jannat. The one who said that I dislike and I fear Jahannam, he's a liar. Because if he feared Jahannam, he would never have done the amal of the people of Jahannam. This ummah has forgotten its mansab. This ummah has forgotten its maqsad. This ummah has forgotten its goal. This ummah has forgotten its direction. Shops, cars, jobs, wealth, money, coins, buildings. Morning till night, tazkira of the ghair of Allah. Speaking of everything but Allah. Why the heart is empty of the love of Allah. The heart is devoid of the love of Allah. And that heart which does not beat with the love of Allah is a dead heart. And a dead thing should be in the ground. If it is left on the earth, it will spread filth and stench wherever it goes. This is that ummat, قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِيحُ الْهُدَىٰ, whose hearts were lanterns of hidayat, whose hearts spread the noor of Allah. يُحَبِّبُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيُحَبِّبُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. This is that ummat that spoke so much about Allah, spoke so much about Allah. Al-Iman, al-iman fi qalbi al-mu'min an yuhibb Allah ta'ala aw kama qal. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the proof of iman, the proof of iman in the heart of a mu'min is that he must love his Allah. Love is Allah. تعصي الإله وأنت تظهر حبه هذا محال في الفعال بديع لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع يبتليك في كل ساعة في كل يوم يبتليك بنعمة جودا وأنت لشكر ذاك مضيع فاشكر أياديه وصنعه إليك فاشكر أياديه إليك وصنعه في بطن أمك مولودا ورضيع. The poet says, you say you love Allah yet you disobey Allah. You say you love Allah yet you make war with Allah. He says this is impossible. If you were true in your love of Allah, if you were true in your love of Allah, then you would have been obedient to your Allah. Ponder and reflect, every moment, every day he is showering his generosity upon you. One ni'mat after another, one bounty after another. Instead of making his shukr, you have turned your back upon your Allah. Make shukr of that Allah, make shukr of that Allah, who from your very inception, when you were fetus in your womb of your mother, never forsake you. Our hearts have to beat with the love of Allah. Today our tongues, our conversations, our homes, our bazaars have become empty of the zikr of Allah. What's the use saying this is halal, this is haram, do this, don't do that, when this ummah has not understood whose command it is? When this ummah, that traffic light instills more precaution in my heart than the name of Allah. That uniform instills more fear in my heart than the name of my Allah. The word Allah has become an irrelevant word. The homes of this ummah, the bazaars of this ummah, the conversations of this ummah, the families of this ummah, devoid of Allah. Morning till night we are speaking of everything but Allah. What jaan or life can there ever be in our namaz? What jaan or life can there ever be in our dua? What jaan or life can there ever be in our ibadat when Allah's love has not entered the heart? We have to speak so much of Allah. We have to speak so much of Allah. Invite to Allah. Call to Allah. Introduce one person to Allah. This is the job of this ummah. This is the mission of this ummah. Tashkil, tashkil, tashkil. What's the point of making tashkil, tashkil, tashkil when we haven't introduced who is Allah? This is the deception of shaitan. Learn from the hakims. Before they give you the medicine, they put honey in the medicine, then they give you. Go person, go mad calling this ummah to Allah. Udhkurullah hatta yakulu majnoon. Sit with the tasbih one corner of the masjid and make zikr morning till night. No one will call you mad. Make zikr of Allah. Remember your Allah. Invite to your Allah. Speak about your Allah. Till the whole society say, unko kuch nahi aur nahi aate hai. Doesn't he know anything else? Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hum isliye nahi kehte ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye ek scheme hai, jiske zariye se aap logo ko chille aur teen chille ke liye tiyar karenge. We are not saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah, because this is some scheme by which you are going to prepare people for chilla and three chillas. Hum isliye kehte hai ki Allah ki barai bayan karo, kyunki ye Allah ka haq hai ki uski tarah na kiya jaye. We are saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah, invite to Allah, call to Allah, enumerate the bounties of Allah, because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. Makhlouq ka zikr bimari hai, Khaliq ka zikr uski ilaj hai. To speak of the creation is a sickness. This is great and that is powerful and this is advancement and that is mighty. Wallah, nothing is mighty besides Allah. In the heavens and the earth, nothing happens without His will. Protection you'll only find with Him. Help only with Him. Honor with Him. Dignity with Him. Turn your back on Allah and no system or force in this world will ever have mercy on you. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ. When a person is in a problem, who he turns to? His friend, his family. If he's foolish enough, he'll turn to the bank manager. Or go higher up. Prime Minister. Nobody goes higher than that. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. Whoever you will call out to, whoever you will turn to, مِن دُونِهِ. Besides Allah, فَرْسَ لَكَرْ عَرْشْتَكْ. From the earth to the arsh of Allah, any entity you will turn to solve your problems besides Allah, مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِتْمِيرٍ. The most insignificant thing in the Arab world is the date. More insignificant than the date is the seed of the date. Ramzan Sharif time, iftar time, suck the seed and the peel comes out for those who are observant. That peel on the seed of the date is qitmir. Whoever you will turn to, min duni, besides Allah, ma yamlikuna min qitmir. Allah says they don't even own the peel covering the seed of the date. In tad'uhum la yasma'u du'akum. Call them, beg them, beseech them, they will never hear you. Walau sami'u mastajabu lakum. And even if they hear you, they will never respond to you. This ummah, by its day, by its night, by its actions, has made war with Allah. Wala yabitanna أُنَاسٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي عَلَىٰ أَشَرٍ وَبَطَرٍ وَلَهْوٍ وَلَعِبٍ فَيُصْبِحُوا قَدْ مُسِّخُوا قِرَدَةً وَخَنَازِيرٍ. Janabi Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a time will come when a section of my ummah will wake up because of their ghaflat and because of their arrogance and because of their war with Allah. They will wake up where their faces would have been disorientated into monkeys and pigs. بِاسْتِحْلَالِهِمُ الْحَمَارِمُ وَأَكْلِهِمُ الرِّبَى وَشُرْبِهِمُ الْخُبُورِ وَقَطِيعَتِهِمُ الرَّحِمُ وَاتِّخَاذِهِمُ الْقَيْنَاتِ وَلُبْسِهِمُ الْحَرِيرِ. Oh, كَمَا قَال. When that which made Allah, which Allah made haram, they will make it halal. When riba will become the order of the day. When musical instruments will become the order of the day. When the pop stars and the very dredges of society will be honored and looked up to. When men will wear jewelry. I'm mentioning one or two other riwayats with it. Necklaces round the necks of our youngsters. Earrings. Music blaring. What about qabr? What about Hashar? Have we become so ghafil of our Allah? Have our hearts become so devoid of the love of our Allah? So merciful. So merciful. Abdi, in dhakartani dhakartuk, wa in nasitani dhakartuk. Oh my slave, when you remember me, I remember you. And when you forget me, I still remember you. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is the slave of Allah going to knock on the door of Allah? Allah addresses Dawood alayhi salam. Ya Dawood, Ya Dawood, Bashiril Mudnibin. O Dawood, give Basharat. Give glad tidings to the sinners. Glad tidings to the sinners. Dawood al-Islam is perplexed. What glad tidings? One wali of Allah says that Iblis addressed Allah and he said, إِنَّكَ خَلَقْتَ خَلْقًا يُحِبُّونَكَ وَيُبْغِضُونِي وَهُمْ مَعَ ذَلِكَ يَعْصُونَكَ وَيُطِيعُونِي. Shaitan addressed Allah and said, O Allah, you have created a creation who loves you and they hate me. Who loves you and they hate me. Yet despite this, they disobey you and they obey me. كَمْ أَتَحَبَّبُ إِلَيْكَ بِالنِّعَمِ وَأَنَا غَنِيٌّ عَنْكَ وَكَمْ تَتَبَغَّضُ إِلَيْكَ بِالْمَعَاصِي وَأَنْتَ فَقِيرٌ إِلَيَّ. Allah makes gila. Allah is complaining out of... Oh my slave, oh my banda, how many ways have I exhibited my love for you by showering bounty upon bounty upon you when I don't need you? And how many ways you have shown your dislike for me by breaking command upon command whereas you are in need of me? Allah addresses Iblis and says, قَدْ شَكَرْتُهُمْ قَدْ شَكَرْتُهُمْ بِحُبِّهِمْ إِيَّايَا وَغَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ بِبُغْضِهِمْ لَكَ. That, O Iblis, you are saying that they love me and they hate you, yet they obey you and they disobey me. O Iblis, I have made shukr for their love for me. I have made shukr for their love for me, and because of their hatred for you, I have forgiven them. Such an Allah. O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners. What glad tidings? Allah yata'azama alayya dhamman an yaghfira. Tell them, the kings of this world may have closed their palaces. The courts of this world may have closed their doors. Their friends may have turned their backs on them. Their families may have turned their backs upon them. Their fathers may have disowned them. Their mothers may have disowned them. Everyone may have turned their back on them. But tell them, O Dawood, the door of their Allah is still open for them. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is the slave of Allah going to knock the door of Allah? بشر المذنبين ألا يتعاظم علي ذنب أن يغفره وأنذر الصديقين. And O Dawood, warn the obedient ones. Sinners like us, give them glad tidings. An obedient one, warn them. What warning must you give them? Allah يعجبوا بأعمالهم. That because of their amal and because of their neki, they should not let ujb and pride come in their hearts so that they look down upon others. Once Isa alayhi salam is traveling with his hawariyin, with his companions. One daku, one highway robber, standing at the top of the mountain. He looks down and he's so affected by the noor of nubuwat on the face of Isa alayhi salam, that there and then he makes tawbah. He makes tawbah and he comes down the mountain to join the kafla of Isa alayhi salam. One of the companions of Isa alayhi salam, as he sees this person coming closer, he looks down upon him. He looks at him with haqarat, that this robber wants to join us. This sinner wants to come in our company. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the Baytullah And he addressed the Baytullah and said that you are a place of great izzat. You are a place of great sacrilege and sacredness. But the honor and the dignity of a mu'min is greater than yours. Destroying the honor and dignity of a mu'min is a greater crime than the destruction of the Baytullah also. For this reason our elders are saying that we have to go four months in the path of Allah. We have to go to Nizamuddin and Raiwin. We have to go into the sohbat of our elders so that this great responsibility which has been placed on the shoulders of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to fulfill this responsibility and how to carry out this responsibility and what the adab and the etiquettes of this great responsibility are has to be learned from the feet of our elders and in the sohbat and company of our elders. Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam that, oh my beloved Nabi, tell those two people that they must start their amal again. They must start their amal again. Isa alayhi salam says, what is the meaning of this? So Jibreel says that the highway robber has made such a tawbah that all the sins of his past have been wiped off. Allah says, start again with a new book of deeds. And that companion of yours, he looked down upon a mu'min. Allah disliked this so much that all his nekis of the past have been wiped off. And he must start again now. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to knock the door of Tawbah? This concern, this cry, this worry. Tawbah is the need of the hour. Each one of us have to raise our hands. Ya Allah, it is my wrong. It is my zina. It is my sharab. It is my command upon command being broken. It is my haram upon haram. It is my not telling my child and not telling my wife and not telling on the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has brought this condition upon the ummah. Ya Allah, I am making tawbah. And then we have to go person to person, town to town, city to city, locality to locality. In our hearts the cry of the beloved of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this ummah will never gain the closeness of Allah, never gain the love of Allah, never gain the mercy of Allah, until its day does not become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its night does not become the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its cry, its pain, its fikr, its concern does not become that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi Allah gave us. What praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are we going to make? That Nabi whom Allah has praised, that Nabi whom Quran has praised, what not make where Quran, verse upon verse, Allah is praising His Nabi. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira wa da'iyan ilallahi bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al Mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah, والذين معه أشداء على الكفار, رحماء بينهم, تراهم ركعا سجدا, يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا, وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين, وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي, لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله. والضحى والليل إذا سجى, ما ودعك ربك وما قلى, وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى, ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر, فصل لربك وانحر, إن شانئك هو الأبتر. نون والقلم وما يسترون, ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون, وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون, وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم, وإنك لعلى هدى مستقيم. والنجم إذا هوى, ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى, وما ينطق عن الهوى, إن هو إلا وحي يوحى, علمه شديد القوى, ذو مرة فاستوى, وهو بالأفق الأعلى, ثم دنا فتدلى, فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون, إنه لقول رسول كريم, وما هو بقول شاعر, قليلا ما تؤمنون, ولا بقول كاهن, قليلا ما تذكرون. تنزيل من رب العالمين. That Nabi upon whose very existence Allah takes قسم, لعمرك لعمرك إنهم لفي سكرتهم يعمهون. By the قسم of your life, that Nabi on whose call Allah takes قسم, وقيله يا ربي, وقيله يا ربي. By the قسم of the call and the speech of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Nabi Hassan bin Thabit رضي الله تعالى sitting on the minbar of Masjid Nabawi, his gaze falls on the noble countenance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ahsana minka lam tara qattu ayni, wa ajmala minka lam talid an-nisaa, khuliqta mubarran min kulli aybi, ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tashaa. More magnificent than you my eyes have never seen, more beautiful than you no woman has ever given birth to a child. Khuliqta mubarran min kulli aybi, khuliqta مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبِ. Oh my Nabi, you have been created free from every blemish. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Such is your magnificence, such is your beauty. It appears to me, oh my Nabi, it appears to me, oh my Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desires Allah created you. Such perfection, such a Nabi, such a Nabi. Every aspect recorded, every aspect recorded. Born Amul Fil, year of the elephant, the year when Abraha tried to attack Baytullah, 22nd of April 572 solar calendar, 8th or 12th of Rabiul Awal, Amul Fil according to the lunar calendar. I'm just mentioning the popular opinions. Passed away 7th of June 633 according to the solar calendar. Life according to the solar calendar, 61 years, 2 months and 24 days. 22,330 days. According to the lunar calendar, Monday, Rabiul Awal, at the time of Chasht, on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, 63 years according to one opinion, and 63 years and 4 days according to another opinion. Every aspect recorded. Days of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Father's name Abdullah, mother's name Amina, midwife, mother of Abdul Rahman Shifa, foster mother Halima. These also not by chance. Father's name Abdullah. His inception took place in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina. He was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Midwife Shifa, that personality who was going to cure the maladies of humanity, had come into the world. And foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Every aspect recorded. His gaze, jullu nadhrihi al-mulahadha. نظره الى الارض اطول من نظره الى السماء. Sahaba say, such was his humility that he would never stare at anyone. Maximum his gaze was just a glance out of his humility. His gaze towards the earth was more than towards the sky. He wouldn't look up in a hurry. Such was his humility. That Nabi who at the men would glance, his ummah is staring at women today. What qadr and value have we got for the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Every aspect recorded. Atwal min al marbu', aqsar min al mushaddab. Sahaba say his height, he was not as tall as a very tall person, nor was he as short as a short person. He had average height. Yet even in this was a mu'jiza. When he would walk in a group, it is said of Abbas radiallahu anhu that he was so tall that if he sat on a horse, his feet would touch the ground, which is almost 8 feet tall. When Abbas was in a group and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in that group, that Nabi who had average height would appear to be taller than Abbas. His eyebrows, asajjul hawajib, sawabigh, fi ghayri qarn, baynahuma irqun yudirruhul ghadab. He had thin and fine hair on his eyebrows. It would not meet in between. There was a gap. In this gap, a vein would run. When he would become angry, the vein would become prominent. Azimul hama. His face was moderately large. Wasi'al jabeen. His forehead was broad. Ad'ajul aynain. His eyes, the pupils were black. Akhalul ayn. It appeared as if he put surma, even if he didn't put surma. And the whiteness was very white, and there were thin strands, red nerves that ran in the whiteness. Anwarul mutajarrad, abiyad malihan. His complexion, shining, white with a tinge of redness. Ka'anna unuqahu jidu dumya fi safa'il fidda. His neck, shining like silver, long and beautiful to look upon. Badinun mutamasik. His limbs were powerful and were strong. Aqnal irneen, lahu nurun ya'luhu, yahsabuhu man lam yata'ammalhu asham. His nose was pointed, it appeared large, but it was not large. There was a noor that used to shine from his nose, which would appear to make it large. Dhali al-fand fam, mufallajul asnan, barraqul thanaya. He had a generous mouth. His teeth were like shining stars, like pearls. There was a gap in between his teeth. When he would smile, a light would shine from that gap. Aisha radiallahu anha says, kuntu akhitu fi sahar. One day I was sewing in twilight. It was dark. Fasaqatatil ibra. The needle fell to the ground. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the home. I couldn't find it. When he came, he looked at me and he smiled. She says, a light shone from between his teeth as a result of which I saw my needle. She says, I picked it up. I relate to him what had happened. He said, Ya Humaira, which was an affectionate term that he used for Aisha. Al-wail, al-wail, liman huriman nadhru ila wajhi. What greater destruction can there be for that person than the loss of not being able to look at the countenance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ka'anna ash-shams tajri fi wajhi wa idha dhahika yatala'lau fil judur. He says, I have never seen anything more magnificent than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is as if the sun would shine from his face. And whenever he would smile, the noor from his mouth could be seen on the walls. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched his hand on my cheek. He says, for the rest of the day, I could feel the coolness of his Mubarak hand, and it was as if his hand had come out of a bottle of ether. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, ma shamamtu ambaran, wala miskan, wala shay'an, atyaba min rihi Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I have never smelled amber or musk or any fragrance more beautiful than the natural fragrance that will emanate from the body of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali radiyallahu anhu says, مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَتَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ يَقُولُ نَائِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. He says, anyone who came upon my Nabi suddenly would be overawed. As he would interact with my Nabi, he automatically would love my Nabi. And anyone who described him would say, before this and after this, I have never seen anything more magnificent than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a Nabi, wallah, no language in this world, no words of this world can ever truly describe the beauty of that Nabi, or the qualities of that Nabi. The greatest of Allah's creation, the most honorable of Allah's creation, the most knowledgeable of Allah's creation, the most perfect of Allah's creation, the most beautiful of Allah's creation, the most generous of Allah's creation. What words are you going to bring? Afdal, A'la, Akmal, Ajmal, A'az, A'lam. In Arabic, that's the most you can go. For knowledge, most knowledgeable, A'lam. But the word A'lam falls short in describing the knowledge of my Nabi. Wahab bin Munabbah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ بَدْءِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He says, if the combined knowledge of every insan from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be put together and equated to one grain of sand of this world, the aql and intelligence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to show kamal and perfection, the highest you can go is akmal. But the word akmal falls short in describing the kamal of my Nabi. To show generosity, askha, the word askha falls short in describing the generosity of this Nabi. Same with afdal, to show beauty, ajmal, the word ajmal falls short in describing the beauty of my Nabi. Suffice to say, what Allama Saadi rahmatullah alayhi said, ba'das khuda buzurg, tui qisa mukhtasar, in greatness, in magnificence, in prominence, in glory, in effulgence, in nobility, in countenance, in beauty, after Allah, you are the final word. We cannot imagine the beauty of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a loss to his ummah today, that his ummah doesn't even know the appearance of its Nabi. The conversations of this ummah are absent of the zikr of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi. One sahabi's camel became mad. It was running around the orchard. A camel that is gone mad is life threatening. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters the orchard. The same camel docilely comes in front of him. He places the rein round the camel. Then he turns to sahaba and he says, Ma bayna as-sama'i wal ard. O my sahaba, in the heavens and in the earth, there is no creation of Allah, illa ya'lam anni Rasulullah, except that it knows that I am the Rasul of Allah. Illa asil jinna wal ins. It is only the disobedient insan and only the disobedient jinnat that fail to recognize the Nabi of Allah. In Uhud, Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, human shield, puts his body in front, the arrow comes, gouges his eyeball out of the eye socket. He brings the mutilated eyeball in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picks it up, blows on it, places it in his eye socket. Allahumma ja'alha ahsana aynay. Oh Allah, make this eye better than the other eye. The son of Qatada used to say, anabnu alladhi salat ala al-khadd aynuhu faruddat bi kaff al-mustafa ahsanu ar-raddi fiya fa'adat kama kanat li awwal marratin fiya husna ma ayni wa ya husna ma kaffi. I am the son of the one whose eyeball flowed down his cheek. It was returned back to its position by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It became better than what it was. It became better than what it was. It became better than what it was. What a beautiful hand. What a beautiful eye. And what a beautiful hand that placed that eye. Such a Nabi. One Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, you are making three claims. You are making three claims. You say that the Arabs will leave the religion of their forefathers and come into your deen. Where has this ever happened before? You say that the might of Rome and Persia will come underneath the feet of your ummah. We don't even know where our next meal is coming from. How is that going to happen? And you say that after we die and our bodies are eaten up, we will be resurrected before Allah. Show me one person who died and came back. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such is his shafqat, such is his kindness, such is his love for his ummah. Tolerantly, patiently addresses this Bedouin. And he says to him, that I am saying to you that you will see this happening. You will see the Arabs leaving the religion of their forefathers and coming to my deen. You will see the might of Rome and Persia coming underneath the feet of my ummah. And the third thing, on the day of judgment, I will hold you by your hand and remind you of the third thing. This person said, I'm not ready to accept what you say, and he goes away. In time of Fateh Makkah, he sees the first thing happening. During the Khilafat of Umar, Qadisiyah takes place, where the Persians come into under Islam, and Yarmouk takes place, where the Romans come into Islam. He sees this happening. Now he thinks to himself, the first two things he said, I have already seen it, I better accept his religion quickly. And he comes to Medina Munawwara and recites the Shahadat on the hands of Umar. Sahaba say, Umar would honor this person. He would go to visit him specially. When this person would come in the majlis of Umar, he would stand up out of respect for him. So they told him, oh Umar, he has accepted Islam so late, why do you honor him like this? Umar says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that I will hold your hand on the day of judgment and remind you about the third thing. That person who my Nabi holds his hand, he will never leave him till he puts him in Jannat. He is a Jannati. That is why I am honoring him like that. They knew the pain. They knew the cry in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says if he holds the hand of this person, he will never leave him. Today this ummah has left the hand of its Nabi. Today this ummah has forgotten its Nabi. Name Ghulam Rasul. Name Ghulam Rasul. Actions of the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even a policeman doesn't have to introduce himself. From his uniform you'll know he's a policeman. An army personnel doesn't have to introduce himself. From his uniform, you will know he's an army personnel. Where is the uniform of this ummah? Where is the identity of this ummah? Where are the walking, talking, moving Muhammadis? Where are those? Who won one sunnah of my beloved Nabi is more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths put together. Have they gone into the qabr? Have they gone into the qabr? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Nubuwwat did not end upon him. He was a rahmat for every alam. The last person to come before Qiyamah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a rahmat for that person also. And for that person also he finished himself. What were his tears for? What was his qurbani for? 5 hours in Arafat. 5 hours in Arafat, crying and begging Allah. Who were the tears for? Was it for his children? They already had said, Sayyida, Shababi Ahlil Jannati Al-Hasan Al-Husayn. Was it for his daughters? 3 in his own lifetime he had sent them to Jannat. And the 4th daughter he said, Sayyidatu Nisai Ahlil Jannati Al-Fatima. Was it for Ali? He said, Ya Ali, Ama tarda an yakuna baytuka muqabila manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. Does it not please you? Your home will be in front of my home in Jannat. Was it for Abu Bakr or Umar? He said Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Saeed bin Zayd fil Jannah, Abdul Rahman bin Auf fil Jannah. Was it for other Sahaba, Badri Sahaba? He said, لعل الله تعالى اطلع على أهل بدر فقال اعملوا ما شئتم فإني غفرت لكم. He said, Allah Ta'ala, Bukhari Sharif riwayat, looked at the Sahaba of Badr and said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do, Jannat is wajib for you. And all the Sahaba, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every Sahabi is a Jannati, Allah had already made the declaration. So who were the tears for? Who was he finishing himself for? Where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha describes the life of my Nabi. She says, لَمْ يَمْتَلِئْ جَوْفُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شِبْعًا قَطُّ وَلَمْ يَبُثَّ شِكْوَى إِلَى أَحَدٍ وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَى وَإِنْ كَانَ لَيَظَلُّ جَائِعًا يَلْتَوِي طُولَ لَيْلَتِهِ مِنَ الْجُوعِ ولا يمنعه من صيام ربه ولو شاء سأل ربه جميع كنوز الأرض وثمارها ورغد عيشها. 23 years of nubuwat, and there wasn't one occasion when for 3 days consecutively my Nabi had food to eat. There were many occasions when for three